So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now your host, the man taking your health to a whole new level, Dr. Eric Berg.
Hey guys, in this video we're going to talk about head injuries, what to do if you have a head injury. Now, this is an acupressure technique, okay? And you're going to need someone to do this on you. So the person that's doing it should be watching the video to go ahead and walk you through it. Here's the principle. There's many different things that can happen to the head. You could actually have a car accident where your front end of your head hits the windshield or the back part or a blow to the skull or falling on the top of the head. You name it. All sorts of things can happen to the skull. There are little joints in the skull right through here, down here, called sutures. And believe it or not, there's a lot of tension that can build up in the skull, even around these sutures, long after the injury. So here you are, you got hit in the head with something 20 years ago, and it's still being a problem in the form of a kind of a heaviness, a headache, tension. And so this technique can give you a lot of relief, okay? You just gotta try it. So the first thing you're gonna do is just kind of, for general head injuries, you're gonna take the thumb and you're gonna press forward up to, and I'm going to just show you. So you're going to press upward, okay, this way, okay? So you're going to just press upward and hold the front of the head and lift upward and hold that for maybe, I don't know, 10 seconds, okay? And then you're going to slowly inch up, 10 more seconds, inch up, 10 more seconds, and I'm pressing this way. And you're pushing like all this old stress up to the center of the head, okay? You're pressing up this way, and you just spend your time, and you push upward this way. Now, the person's going to get a lot of relief. They're going to feel really good, and they're going to get a sense of relief and more space in their skull, okay? So you're going to keep going up through here, inching all the way until you get to the front, okay? So that's the first technique. Now, if you had injury to a part of the head, let's say right here, what you want to do, if the injury's right here, you want to press into the injury this way from different angles, okay? So you're just going to press in this way, that way, with that force, and you're going to hold that for a few minutes, and then press this way, okay? So if you press in there, it's going to help kind of release that tension, that stuck tension in the head. The other thing you want to do, if you got hit right here, for example, you want to press on the opposite side, okay, the opposite side, the mirror image side. So wherever you got hit on this side, you press on the opposite side, and that will give you a lot of relief, okay? That's the next thing you do. If you get hit right on the top of the head, you're not going to press on the opposite, so you're going to go towards the injury, okay, this way, and this way, and this way. You're going to hold that right through in there. Now, if you actually got hit in the nose or the eyebrows or the forehead, you can press your thumb down this way and press it all the way into this way right through in here. Press it down, okay? A lot of times I'll see people that have scars right here or here because of an old injury to the head. You can press on the opposite side. I'm telling you, this gives people a tremendous amount of relief. If you get hit in the nose, you want to press into the nose, so the bones that attach to the cartilage right through here, you want to press through here, through here, up into the injury, okay? Dental, same thing, press down into the teeth through here, okay? So those are some simple things you can do to the skull to give people a tremendous amount of relief. You're going to find that they're going to sleep better. They're going to actually feel calmer. They're going to reduce their stress. All right, go ahead and try this and comment below. Hey guys, I want to talk about these two books right here, okay? I want to explain it. This book right here is a very short book. It explains why to do keto and how to do it. It's filled with pictures. You can get through this in 45 minutes, real quick. Just very important to know the details, the basics of how to do it. Now this book, The New Body Type Guide, should have been called Beyond Keto. because I rarely find someone that has just a weight problem. They usually have a lot of other body problems. And in this book, I cover all the reasons why keto and intermittent fasting might not work for you. We go into the body types, we go into inflammation, we go into stress hardcore and what to do about it. So if you want to maximize your results, you definitely want to get this one right here, okay? So my goal is to get you to do keto correctly. And what I mean by that is do it healthily. It's called healthy ketosis. So we can avoid all the issues that happen with transitioning to fat burning. Keto flu, keto fatigue, keto rash, kidney stones, gout, etc. And right now on my website, if you get this, you get this at no extra cost. I put a link down below. Check it out. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.